Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Imagine someone is telling you an unbelievable story. You are not convinced by what they are saying, so you ask who told them the story. Why? Because you realize that the point of view matters. Their narrator determines what is included, what is left out, and how the story is presented. That is an introduction to a lesson on point of view from Words Aptly Spoken short stories. The introduction is followed by information on first, second, and third person before the student reads several powerful short stories that give inspirational examples. They are asked questions that help see how the point of view affected the story. Then they are given a short writing assignment in which they get to play with the ideas on their own. This is one of the cornerstones of classical education, the use of great literature as subject material and model. Some even say the literature becomes the teacher. For this reason, the study guide, Words Aptly Spoken, Short Stories, focuses on the basic elements authors use to write a compelling story. Great short stories allow students to narrow the focus to one literary technique at a time. To discover the power of point of view, students could read The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. To delve into dialogue, students read and examine The Notorious Jumping Frog of Calaveras County by Mark Twain. To learn about focus, students can enjoy Rikki Tikki Tavi by Rudyard Kipling. Reading the short stories and essays of classical writers introduces students to the writer's style before tackling longer, more difficult works. Short stories give us mental space to think like a writer as well as a reader and to consider the author's point of view.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.